My, my, my. I'm all alone out here in the forest. Oh, I do hope I don't get set upon by any terrible brigands. A poor, defenseless elf maiden like me wouldn't be able to put up much of a fight if they were able to ravage my beautiful body. I can almost see it now. Four big, strong men pinning me down, having their way with me. Oh, how lewd! Eh? Someone's coming. Oh my, can it be? It is! It's an orc, and he's huge. This could be my big chance! I'll just lay down here on the side of the road and pretend to be asleep. I bet he's a warlord who'll carry me back to his camp as his latest trophy. Oh, God. I'm getting wet just thinking about it. Snore, snore, snore. Oh, what a good nap that was. It sure is great being a defenseless virgin elf on her own with no one around for miles to hear. Oh, no! A big, hairy orc found me. I've managed to trip and fall, hiking up my skirt and exposing my lovely elven ass to him. What a shameful position to be. Please, don't rape me, sir. I am but a humble virgin elf girl. Oh, no! He's reaching out to grope my ass. Yeah!
Wait, what are you doing?
Don't help me up! What do you mean you're sorry? What are you apologizing for? You didn't even so much as touch my glistening womanhood. Are you even hard right now? What do you mean? What kind of question is that? Wait, where are you going? Get back here! Who knew orcs could run so fast? Is this your house? Oh, I get it. You lured me back here with your false kindness so you and your orc friends could take turns ravaging me. Ah, I bet you can't wait to fill all my holes with huge, throbbing cock. It's too late to run away now. I surrender my body to you dastardly fiends. Any minute now. Oh, no one's here? You live alone? Great. Just perfect. Just my luck. But you can't fool me, Mr. Orc. I know you want these perky elven tits and this perfect tight ass. Go ahead. Tell me all about the horrible, perverted things you want to do to me. Do it! Tell me how much you want to fuck me! Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it!
Eh? You made lunch?
Well, I guess I am kind of hungry. Wait. I get it. You drugged the food. I bet as soon as I eat this, I'll pass out and then wake up in your sick fetish dungeon for you to have your way with me. Oh, yeah, okay, right. Organic ingredients, homegrown, whatever. Did you or did you not put drugs in this to make me your sex slave? You didn't. God damn it! Fine, whatever. I'll just eat the stupid food. So, where do you sleep? It's an innocent question, but you only have one bed, which means we'll have to share. My tight, perky ass pressed up against your throbbing manhood, orchid, whatever. We'll snuggle in close, and then you'll lift me up and impale me on your huge cock. It's too big. My pussy can't take it. My tongue starts lolling out like a common whore, and your huge hands reach up to grope my heaving tits, and I scream in ecstasy and...
What do you mean you'll sleep on the floor? At the very least, let me sleep down there.
Yeah, let me sleep down on the floor like your loyal pet bitch, and then you can bend me over and breed me like a dog in heat. Fuck me until I can't think about anything but your cum. Yeah. Wait, what are you doing? Oh, gods. He's picking me up and carrying me like a child. Oh, wait, this is it. He's taking me to the bed. I'm finally gonna get pounded by an orc. It's just like all my Aerodosians said it would be. Yes, lay me down on the bed, just like that, then. Tuck me in? Wait, where are you going? Get back here! I demand that you get back here and rape me this instant! Don't shut the door! Ah! I hate you so much! Man, out of all the orcs in the world, why did I have to find the nice one? At least this bed smells like him. Wait a minute. Well, Mr. Orc, if you won't fuck me, I guess humping your pillows will have to do.